This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 10 minutes until the top of the hour. And it's time for a special first Friday edition of Arts Up with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council's Nancy DeCherney. Nancy, welcome to Studio K.
Thank you. This is an amazing studio.
It's a nice new space,
it's
isn't it?
It's brand new, and it's big.
You're way over there.
I'm way over. You're way over there. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Nancy. And hello, community.
Hello, community.
It's October 1st Friday. What's in store for us?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I like the October 1st Friday because, you know, it's still going to be pleasant weather. The visitors are mostly moved out of town. The town is ours, so come on down. Come to the Arts Council first. Get your little map that we have, and then it tells you all the other places to go. In the gallery at the Arts Council, we have an amazing show by Mary Ida Henriksen. She's from Ward Cove, and it is called Beyond the Pale. And let me tell you, this is not a pale show. It is way past pale.
She was on the show on Monday, and we had a great conversation. She's been painting in the state for a long time.
A long time. She has art, all public art at the airport in Ketchikan and all other sort of places. So come on down and see that. In the Davis Gallery, we also have Crystal Cudworth. The Davis Gallery is in Centennial Hall, for those of you who didn't know that happened. Her piece is up over at the Alaska State Museum. They are kicking off the Big Read, and they are doing a film screening of Bowhead Hunting in the Arctic, or The Cruise of the Whaler Herman. It's an older film, I think, and it's free and looks really interesting and exciting. That's only happening on First Friday, so don't miss that. Patty Hutchins-Jupe is at COPA. She has new artwork. She was up last month, but several pieces sold, so she replaced them with new things. So stop in there because you can always get ice cream then. The Sea Alaska Heritage is featuring Renee Culp, Charlene Hughes, and Marcus Goh. And it's the first viewing of the newly acquired Nathan Jackson wolf mask. It's free admission to the exhibit on First Friday, so that's a good one to stop into. At Annie Kale's, Jenna O'Fontanella, a jewelry artist, is being featured. She has great stuff, so you should need to stop in there, too. And they will also be having music with Franz Felkel and Lisa Ibias. So they'll be doing a little duets there. It'll be beautiful. Franz is the current concert master of the symphony, and the symphony is coming up. And Lisa is the former concert mistress.
So remind us that location.
That is at Annie Kale's, and she has that store is now moved to Seward Street. So go check that out. Across the street at Rainy Retreat Books, not only are they having a vinyl sale, in case people remember those from back in the day, and the DZ Middle School musicians will be performing there, and they are trying to raise money to buy a new tuba and some bows for their violins, for their orchestra. So that's what the vinyl sale is for. So do stop in there. Rainforest Yoga has a special lecture going on from 5:15 to 6:15. Barnaby Brewing features Hollis Kitchen. She does these beautiful watercolors that just capture the fog and mist of Southeast Alaska so beautifully. And then you can, of course, have a brew. Then you Willow plus Luna has modern handcrafted bags, Tristan Berkey designs, and Juanita's handmade things. So stop in there. That's on Shattuck Way. Bustin' Out Boutique is having all day long from 11 until 6 p.m. a mastectomy fitting event for women who might be needing that. That's only on First Friday. And also only on First Friday, M.K. McNaughton has new large landscape oil paintings in her sketch studio, which is on Front Street. Alaska Robotics has Lucas Elliott, an illustrator and comic book artist from Anchorage, who will, by the way, be doing drawing classes on Saturday.
And he'll be on the show tomorrow as well.
Excellent.
We'll get to hang out with
him.
So
we won't get in the way of that. Devil's Club Brewing has Meet Me in Alaska. Harbor Tea and Spice says, it's the pumpkin spice time. So there we go. Get in there for that. Kindred Post has Poetry in Motion, an interactive installation with Sarah Campen. That's going to be only First Friday as well. the Juneau Artist Gallery. Did you say you just spoke with them?
Yesterday, but remind us.
Okay, we have Locals Appreciation Sale. So stop in down there. All kinds of things are on 15% off, up to 60% off. Nice opportunity to begin your Christmas shopping. Did I say that?
You did. It's only October.
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's see. Other things that are going on over in Perseverance Theater is doing a First Friday thing with their Devilfish. They have Abel Ryan and somebody else over there. I can't remember who. Miranda Cook are going to have art stuff on exhibit there. So that's just the First Friday part. After the First Friday part, also at the Jack will be a ballroom dance. And there we have a farm-to-table dinner experience happening at the Yacht Club. Lionel Udipa, right, is going to be cooking that up. This is a fundraiser for Healing Hands, and so should be delicious and fun. There are tickets still available. You can get them at the Jack Hearthside Books or online. As always, go to jahc.org and get all these details. You can also get them at ktoo.org. Devil's Fish is running. There's a free disco skate on Friday night over at Treadwell Arena. On Saturday, there's a youth art activity at APK, one at 1:30 to 3:30, and one later in the afternoon. I don't remember what time, but it's glass work with Rachel Usler. There's a dirt derby over at Savico Park from 2 to 5. And as we mentioned, the drawing with Lucas Elliott. We have That's a Wrap Party. It's the end of the summer. Go to the hangar. Have a good time. Juno Soul will be there. It's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Gold Street Music is at 7:30 p.m. at Resurrection Lutheran. Continuum will be doing Renaissance and contemporary classical type music at 8 p.m. and then again on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Northern Light. How much time do we have?
We have 1 minute and 32 seconds.
Okay, then we just wasted some of it. Starting next week, it's Digital Planetarium Week, and they're bringing folks from the Seattle Museum of Flight who are coming up for the whole week with all sorts of events. You can go onto their website and find out more information. I believe they're all free events, and it runs through the week, and we are lucky to have a planetarium in this town because you don't often get to see the stars. You don't know what's going on up there. They show you that there. Also on Monday from 5 to 6:30, Ice Cream, come out for the blue ticket, COPA. It's a sort of a preparatory thing for the blue ticket theater thing that's coming up. And I imagine they'll have blue ice cream. And Tuesday is Mudroom's Acceptance.
Where can we see all of this, Nancy, and the rest of the list?
JAHC.org, and be sure to come by on Friday and get your little list.
Nancy DeCherney, thank you so much for another edition of Arts Up here on Juneau Afternoon. Support for the show comes from...